XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa, we're live at El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon, easy to find, I-8 freeway, Greenfield exit, make a left and then left on Main, and you'll see us right here on the east side of the beautiful El Cajon Ford. Boy, oh boy, we're going to have a great show today. We're going to have Gary Schriebler from the world's greatest fishing band. Rock Cod Rick's here. We're going to have fun. We already have a great crowd assembled here. Come on out. It's a beautiful morning here. We've got some amazing prizes to give away for you today. And, of course, today's the last day to qualify for those big grand prizes. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at El Cajon Ford, beautiful El Cajon. Easy, easy, easy one to find here. And, man, we are shaping up to have a great day.
Yeah, indeed. Already a great crowd assembled here. We Like I said last week, we're opening the chutes.
Yeah.
We're dumping out.
We got
a lot of prizes from AFCO, Shimano, Rapala, Williamson. One Cool Tuna brought some things. We've got a trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. We just had Don, who makes Anza Knives.
Yeah,
you know, local
those
company.
Are cool.
If the grand prize is going to be a $100 handmade Anza knife just for showing up
yeah.
here.
Showing up. No money, no cost, nothing.
Yeah.
Just come up, hang out, win a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. The first thing you do when you get here is you go see the cowboy or Tommy P. Get in on the drawing for the grand prizes and get a ticket for the raffle prizes. Cowboy will set you up. He's the guy with the cowboy hat.
Yes,
that's easy to find there. But anyway, that's the guys. Just come on out. We're at Broadway and Main in El Cajon. Ricky, this is your local territory. How do you get here?
Super, super easy. Just get on the 8 freeway from whatever direction you're coming. It's easy to link up to via the 67 anyway. But, yeah, we're right off the 8 freeway on the corner of Broadway and Main. Take the Greenfield exit. As soon as you make your exit, you're going to go left, which would be towards the east. Well, depending on which way you're coming from, towards the west. You go one block, you'll find Broadway, and head to the south. You're right on the corner of Broadway and Main. You can't miss it because as you're passing El Cajon Ford on the 8 freeway, it's huge. You can't miss it. You obviously go to the next exit, backtrack one block, and you'll find it. El Cajon Ford is huge. And they know East County, fishermen, look at the size of the amount of trucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, everything. SUVs, killer cars, killer deals, but the amount of trucks that they have at this place blows me away.
Unbelievable, yeah. And I'll tell you what, Paul Dyke, who's the general manager here, president of El Cajon Ford, he's a fisherman. He's a fisherman himself. He's a fisher-friendly guy. Of course, Paul Leader, who just recently passed away, was so supportive of the fishing community, and we're sure going to miss that guy. But Paul's really going to take the reins here among the fishing community and really is going to continue to take care of fishermen like Paul would have wanted.
Exactly. They don't just say, oh, we take care of fish. I mean, this is a fishing dealership. I mean, as far as putting on fishing tournaments and series and anything, you know, you ask guys like Captain Ron, and anything at all that involves fishing that needs some support, El Cajon Ford is at the top of the list of people willing to donate their time and their money, and this place takes care of fishermen.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, so opening day of dove season. How was shooting the bird of peace yesterday?
Shooting the bird of peace was pretty good yesterday. It was hot. I'll start with that.
It was very hot.
It was hot shooting, and it was hot weather. But, yeah, we had a great day yesterday. It was very fun. We shot in California but very close to the Yuma border, so we stayed out in Yuma, and it was not cold out there at all. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
You know it's bad when you walk out of your hotel in the morning to go drive to the field, and it's like walking into a furnace. It just hits you in the face.
Right.
It was hot, but it was great shooting. We had a field that we try to scout out a bunch of times, and fields that are predominantly have more of that Eurasian, which is an intrusive species that they don't want there. I always say that the Eurasian dove is like the most perfect hunting thing ever because they don't want them there. They're a little bigger than the normal doves, the mornings and the white wings. They're a little slower. They taste a little better. And there's no limit, and there's no season. So
it's like
I think it is a dove. It's just another type. It's like a yellowfin versus a bluefin.
But they want to get rid of them.
But they don't want it. It would be like if somebody
there's no limit on them.
No limit, no season. It would be like if somebody created a new tuna that was easier to catch, and it was bigger, and you could catch as many as you want, and they were all over the place. It's one of those things. But we had great shooting. It was a lot of fun. I went with my buddies Jeff and Travis, and tradition that I've been shooting with the same group of guys since I was like 13, and we don't ever miss it. So
awesome.
Yeah, great shoot. It's a lot of fun.
Wow, that sounds like fun. And of course, fishing heated up this week too.
You can't even begin to tell you the amount of text messages and things like that I got from buddies. Oh, you're missing it. Oh, you're blowing it.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah, it was a good week of fishing this week, as you well know.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because we had that weird storm blow through on Monday.
Right?
Right. And it kind of messed things up for a day. Of course, that was the day I went
You mean the day that you went?
Yeah, the day that I went. We had some small yellows, and we went up to that Del Mar area, kind of slowed down and pretty much shut off there. Skipjack off the coast, which was the first skipjack I've seen in quite a while. We were trolling around, and beautiful water out there 10 miles off of kind of Del Mar area. Beautiful skipjack, but then
how big were the skipjack? Because I'm with you.
Small, 5-6 pounds.
When you told me that, I kind of took a second. I'm sure that there have been a few caught, but I hadn't heard of one caught all season.
Yeah, but beautiful day. Still a little bit of lump left over from the previous week, and we never could find anything other than we never found a kelp patty. I mean, the water was so beautiful, we had to think if we find a patty, it's going to be home.
Yeah, game on.
And of course, the plane on the fish dope plane. We weren't far from a patty the next day. They showed some numbers not very far from where we were.
There's nothing worse than that. Like, oh, if we only find one, we'll be set. And then the next day you see fish dope. Yeah. Oh, such and such. And you realize, oh, we were 2 miles from that.
Just not
and there's
a lot
the mother load.
But then Wednesday, one of the sport boats located at School of Bluefin, not far away, 20 miles from Point Loma. And it was game on that bluefin tuna. Thursday, our cast master over here, Grant Christensen, got on him, got a couple of 60-pounders, hooked a bigger one.
Cool.
There was a lot of pictures coming through, some big fish. Very close to home.
That's what's cool about it. Very close to home and very, I'm definitely not going to say easy to catch, because we all know there's no such thing as an easy-to-catch bluefin. But the technique, it's bait fishing. You know, that you see, you know, fairly obvious sign of fish, whether it be bird or breezers or crashing fish. But, you know, the very good visual sign, which is what we need as private boaters. We don't have side-scanning sonars and things like that and big giant towers. We need visual stuff. We need things we can see with our binoculars and our eyeballs. And you just get in front of it, and it was good live bait fishing. Stop in front of them, throw a little bit of chum, put a live bait out, and hook 60 and 80 and even 100-pounders.
Yeah. And all the a lot of the long-range boats were hanging out there,
that's
too.
So cool.
Well, it's big fish.
Yeah, and the best game in town.
Best game in town. But the stuff is moving so fast. So today it could be a totally different story. And the boat pressure certainly has something to do with it. So hopefully good luck if you're going out there this next few days or enjoying the Labor Day weekend. Just be kind to your fellow boater, because it's going to be a little bit crowded out there.
And keep in mind, you know, there's ways to approach things and there's ways to not. And, man, if somebody got on the right spot of fish or something, don't go blowing through them and let those guys fish it. You know what I mean? Like, the thing with breezers and things like that fish moves. You know, that fish moves. So if a guy's on a spot of fish, just hang back. Let him set up. Let it, because what inevitably is going to happen? They're gonna take their time, do it right, go slow, like you were talking about, you know, in a couple previous shows. Get themselves set up and give it a try, and let those guys do that before you go sliding in on them. And you know what? Hopefully they hang three or four, and then you go take your turn and do the exact same thing, really slow. Don't put them down. Like a boat that does it right, you know, several boats could work the same school of fish and all catch limits and be good, or one guy could go blowing right through it. That's it. Put the breezer down, and that's it. No more shot.
Yeah,
you know?
No more. Yeah, for sure. Well, Gary Schiebler is here. World's greatest fishing band. It's kind of a tradition for, bands that just kind of come late, right?
Yeah, just whenever they
feel
like.
Is that what the deal
is?
Just come when you want? Yeah? Is that the deal? Put that headphone on. You remember how to use a mic? Yeah, that's what we need here. Good morning, Gary.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning. I'm still trying to figure out how long it takes to get down here from up where
Anza. Yeah. You should have come down with Dave Dolan.
It takes about 15 minutes longer than what you had planned for.
I'm thinking about up there, there's a little airport in Lake Riverside. I'm thinking about maybe getting my pilot's license. I could be down here in about 20
minutes.
There you go.
Perfect. Yeah.
There you go. So you have made the big move. You came back from Nashville.
Yes.
And you're back to being a Southern California guy.
Oh.
It's so great to be back home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really
great
is.
To have you.
I mean, I'm sitting in my room there, you know, listening to you guys live stream, you know, on my computer and catching bluefin tuna and giant yellowtail and Dorado, and then I got some guy calling me and asking me if I want to go crappie fishing. It just doesn't work.
That's having a crappie day.
But it's really good to be back home.
That's awesome.
I'll bet.
We've
gone
for 10 years.
10 years? But you come back enough at the Fred Hall
for the Fred Hall
show,
yeah.
Everybody feels like you've still been around.
Yeah.
So what's been going on with the world's greatest fishing band?
Well, you know, we're still doing it. You know, we were originally the Dorados. And I was looking that up today. We started that in 1998, so it's almost 20 years that the fishing band's been around. And then we kind of they called the Dorados the world's greatest fishing band, so that's we kind of just sort of changed our name and went a little bit more kind of coast to coast. And then I made this record with all these great country music stars, Merle Haggard and everything. That's all gone fishing, which really was the greatest fishing band. So we changed the name of the band to Thursday Night Fishing Club because we recorded a new record on a Thursday night. And so that's what I did in Nashville for about 10 years is that we had the Thursday Night Fishing Club. Yeah, and
that's
then
cool.
we played every week.
So now you're the Thursday Night Fishing Club.
Now we're the Thursday Night Fishing Club, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I still call it the world's greatest fishing
that's
band.
That's fine.
Because that's what it is.
It is.
Yeah, the world's
is.
Greatest fishing band just happens to be called the Thursday Night Fishing
right.
Club.
Right, we're the, you know, we've been doing this a long time, you know, and... I was going through some old Dorado lyrics last night and just kind of looking through some of the old CDs that we've made, and it's been a great journey, and it's nice to be back here where I feel so connected to salt.
Yes.
I'm a saltwater guy,
yeah.
You know, and I grew up on Long Island. I still don't understand how striped bass live in freshwater. It doesn't make any sense. I remember they used to say, go up to Skinner, you know, and catch some striped bass. I'm going, wait, what?
You're not far from there.
It's like they tell you that there's a yellowtail in San Vicente.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, on Long Island, we were growing up, you know, you were fishing bucktails in the surf for big 20-pound stripers, you know, linesiders, they called them back there. So,
so how's that going to affect the music of the Thursday Night Fishing Club?
Well, I'm still writing, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do here. I may, you know, put some of the guys back together here that I played with and do some shows, and might be kind of cool to do some stuff with Wayne, you know, have the band come out
That'd
for
cool.
some of the
sure.
fundraisers
yeah.
and stuff.
For CCA, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, just kind of great to be back. You know,
yeah.
I just can't wait to get back out on the water, you know, and
yeah.
hearing all these fishing reports, it's just too
yeah.
much, isn't it?
So still great. So you're going to be part of the Fred Hall shows?
Absolutely,
yeah.
yeah. Scott and I will be there, as we are every year. We'll
yeah.
be up in
Dynamic Duo.
And in Bakersfield, and also Del Mar and Long Beach. You know, I mean, it's just one of the things that I've done in my life, the longest I've ever done is, I mean, when I look around at the friends that I have in this industry.
Sure.
I was out at a Friends of Rollo thing with Mike and Tim and Dave and Eric and all those guys from the Fred Hall shows. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, well, I've known these guys for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And just good, good people.
Were you at one of those barbecues that
yeah.
Mike and Tim were doing?
Yeah.
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 Those were great.
Oh, it was great. It was
yeah.
great. It was just great fun seeing everybody and once again, feeling, you know, I had to go back to Nashville. You know, if you're a songwriter, you go to Nashville. If you're an actor, you go to L.A. If you're a stage actor, you go to New York. So you got to go to the place. Kind of gives you an idea of what you're, you know, where you stand. And it was a really great experience to me. I feel like I went to school back there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, welcome, and you're going to play, you brought your guitar, you're going to play
a little
tune for
us? I'm going to play some, you know, maybe in and out of commercial.
Yeah,
I'll do a little
cool.
little blurbs here and there.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
right.
I was polishing up on old Dorado lyrics last
oh,
night.
Cool.
That are, so.
Well, we've got a great crowd assembled here, and we'd love to have you join us, right, Rick?
Yeah, you got it, man. We're going to have such a great time. And, you know, Pete, as you said before, too, what an opportunity to come down here. This is our last of our San Diego County Ford Dealers Live remotes, and so all of the prizes that we have for giving away, that's it. They're all here.
We're
opening the chutes, as Pete said. So a great opportunity to come down, have some fun, hang out with us, win a great prize, and just come to an awesome venue here at El Cajon Ford. And like we said, it's so easy to get to on the corner of Broadway and Main here in El Cajon. Very easy to find off the 8 freeway in El Cajon. Very, very short drive from anywhere in San Diego or even South Orange County. And if you do come join us, man, do we have a serious list of prizes that we're going to be giving away today. First of which, every person that's here that wants to step up to the microphone and ask a question, again, just see Gary the Cowboy. He's going to get your name and information and what you want to talk about. Get it up to Pete, and we'll get you up to the stand-up microphone. And everybody that steps up to the mic is going to have an opportunity to win a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And it's a brand-new design from Maui Jim.
I got them on right here.
Yeah. One more time.
Canola Coast.
Canola Coast. Thank you. Because
yep.
I butcher that so bad.
No,
Canola Coast.
I probably do too.
And it's a. I always need Dallas to tell me any of the whole.
Yeah.
So the Canola Coast. It's a brand new frame style from Maui Jim. You see, Pete's got them on right now. Crazy lightweight. I don't think I've ever
yeah.
seen a pair of high-end polarized glass lens glasses that are that light. They're awesome. They've got the brand new Blue Hawaii lens, which is a mirrored finish, great
yeah.
for offshore fishing. A really, really nice pair of Maui Jims, and we sure want to thank our good buddies from Maui Jim for allowing us to get to do that. So again, that's everybody that steps up to the microphone is going to get an opportunity to win those brand new Maui Jims. And we have the great casting contest. Grant Christensen and Dave are doing a great job. Casting contest already in full swing. And how about this list of prizes that we're going to be giving away today? First off, a brand new Shimano rod. In addition to that, we're also giving away a 3-quarter day trip on the Liberty and a set Rapala Williams sets. We've also got a really cool prize pack that includes some AFTCO gear. There's gloves. There's face masks. There's that 3-quarter day. Just a really cool set of prizes. And then as bonuses to that, we sure want to thank Jeff, our good buddy from OCT, dropped off two OCT packages that are each going to go along, one with the Williamson Rapala kit, one with the AFCO trip, the three-quarter day trip. They've got his killer line labels and his fantastic swimming OCT surface iron. So, again, really, really cool prize pack. That's for everybody that makes it their way into the casting contest. As well, the winner of the casting contest is going to qualify for one of those two mega grand prizes. And this today is your last chance to qualify.
This is it, man.
This is it, yeah.
And then we're going to give it away on the show tomorrow.
You got it. And, again, everyone that attends is going to get a ticket for all the great prizes you're giving away. Plus, you fill out an entry form to be one of the eight qualifiers to win one of our double grand prizes. They include a trip for one to Cedros Kayak Fishing and a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Or the other grand prize is a trip for two to Palmas de Cortez and Baja's East Cape, including 2 days of fishing and round-trip tickets on Alaska Airlines from San Diego to Los Cabos. We're going to draw that qualifier at the end of the show today, and you must be present to win. So somebody in this audience is going to get their opportunity to be one of eight to win one of those great prizes, as well as so many other killer prizes.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show coming. If you want to give us a call on the phones this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can call us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your stand-up mic questions. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For East Cape fishing, Genrin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishing report, and more, check out TeamGenrin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, we're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now, basically, there is no trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
Hook up! Well, I'm hooked on hooking up. There ain't no cure. The only remedy is at the end of my door. Maybe the better. Hooked on hooking up.
feel fine.
Wow, very good. All right, Gary Schiebler, Thursday night. That's a classic
still
right there, buddy.
Still got it, dog.
That's an original Dorado song, huh?
Yeah, and Captain Ron, if you're listening today,
yeah.
Captain Ron was the guy who kind of got this
whole kind of put that all together.
Sorry, bud.
Yeah.
He kind of put this all together, and give us a call. I have a question for Ron if he calls me, because I caught my first Marlin with Captain Ron at the helm, and there was another guy on board that was a legendary fisherman who was just raking me across the coals, calling me a big baby, and lean up against that rail with your. It was an hour and a half, and he was screaming and yelling and cursing me out. So I got to. If Ron, if you're listening, who was that
who
guy?
Who was that guy?
Who was that guy?
Yeah.
And he was actually yelling at Ron, too. Go ahead, Ron. Let's lose the fish. Just keep backing down on that fish. We'll lose that. Hey, just screaming at
How
us.
Funny.
It was really fun.
That's classic. Yeah. Well, hey, we've got a guy on the line. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to one of our most important guys on the Let's Talk Hookup team, great fishing buddy, and the guy that's basically in charge of the Fred Hall Show, Gary in Lawndale. We call him the Iron Man. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Gary.
Happy birthday,
yeah.
Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Yeah, I'm getting older. Thank you.
I was calling in to mention
the searcher trip that Let's Talk Hookup just had with Patrick G, who was a wonderful host of Let's Talk Hookup. We caught yellowfin and Dorado, and although the size wasn't exactly the size we were looking for, we got limits, and I wanted to mention also the fish processing. The fisherman's processing was so fast and easy. And you just love going there and sitting there inside their lobby. It was free coffee, free popcorn. It was great to sit there in air conditioning while these guys were preparing our fish.
Wow, that's pretty fantastic.
I was going to say, you bring up a good point, Gary, because we always talk about, what a killer job they do as far as with your product goes. But they really do create a very comfortable environment while you're waiting, and it's – Raymond and the entire team there are so skilled with, fishing and cutting and packaging that we sometimes overlook what an awesome facility those guys have. And like you say, it's a nice spot to hang out while you're waiting for your fish to get cut up.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Gary, it was a fun trip. I know you guys caught some yellowfin tuna. You caught limits of Dorado. You've caught yellowtail, right? Just a kind of all-around trip.
Yeah, it was chasing kelp patties, and we got lucky on a couple of them that were just loaded. And I just loved it. Probably 90% of my fish were caught on plastics.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. And I know everybody had a good time. We had a great bunch of prizes. We supplied a bunch of prizes. Patrick G., who's a great host, supplied a bunch of prizes. And nice to see you there, Gary. Have a great birthday, okay?
Working on it. Thank you so much.
All right. Enjoy your day. Thanks a lot for the call. Hey, if you want to join us down here at Elkhorn Ford, come on down. We have a ton of prizes. We have the casting contest going on right now. Grant Christensen and Dave are doing the casting contest. Little twist on the casting contest to make it all kind of fair for everybody to have a chance to win the casting contest today. So come on down and check that out. Anybody could win that casting contest.
I like this one. This is one of my favorites.
It's a good one.
It's skill and chance combined.
Yep.
And I like it.
Yep.
I like it a lot.
It's a good one for sure.
I got to say one thing about Gary White, too. It was his birthday. The first thing he said was that he was getting older. Gary White is a machine, and I feel like Gary White is not getting older. I feel like we're just all catching up to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
That guy doesn't go that other direction.
Yeah.
I've seen him pull on a lot of big fish, and he's fishing all the time, and his attitude at the show is like, I don't feel like Gary gets older. We just all catch up to him.
Yeah. We also have the guys from Anza Knives here donated a beautiful $100 knife to our raffle here, so somebody's going to walk away with that beautiful Anza Knives, handmade here in the East County, Anza Knives. And then we have the guys from Ron from QMAX, which is a new product we're going to be talking a lot about here, an amazing saltwater product that I've been using on my boat. And it works. It really works. So you can get a sample over there from Ron. Anybody that comes down here, just go ask Ron for a sample. They also make some gun blue and things for your guns and knives and things like that. So Ron's over there, set up there. Check that out. And Matt from La Mesa. Matt, come on up. You're first up on the mic here this morning. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford.
All right. What's up, Matt?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
I'm just wondering if we have any reports out of Guadalupe on how the fishing is this year. I'm going down at the end of the month. Anybody heard anything?
You know, I would say that the reports are, I mean, I hate to say it this way, but the very worthy reports are what we're going to be getting now-ish. So the last couple of years, it showed in our local season, we had that crazy hot water and everything was early. And the same thing applied for Guadalupe. You know, Guadalupe in the old days, you hardly even saw boats go down there until the very end of August. You know, it started biting, yep, end of August, September, you know, middle of September, was the start of the prime time for Guadalupe. And so the problem is we got used to this early season, and the first few trips it went down there, I would say, didn't have fantastic fishing. They had good fishing, and they had what Guadalupe is always synonymous for, or used to be synonymous for, not big numbers, but trophy. It was always the trophy island. You know, in the old days, you always said you'd go elsewhere and you'd catch your numbers and you'd go to Guadalupe to trophy hunt and have your shot at a couple of big ones. And that's kind of what it was like at the beginning of the season. Lots of sign of that big yellowfin tuna, but it didn't want to bite all that well. Some pretty darn good scores in those big Guadalupe yellowtail, but lesser as far as the numbers go. And right now, just as it's kind of supposed to happen, as we get later into the season, we're starting to see better and better scores coming out of Guadalupe. So this next couple of weeks, I think, is when we're going to get a real good sign about how Guadalupe's going to do in the, quote-unquote, true Guadalupe season.
This, you're going in the true Guadalupe season.
Yeah, you're going the right time, for sure.
You should be getting them.
Hope
yeah,
so.
How'd you do in the casting contest?
Haven't thrown yet, but...
You're going to go for red or black?
Got to go black.
There you go. All right. Very good.
Matt,
all right,
good
Matt.
Up,
well, thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford.
Yeah, should be
fun. Good luck on that. You know, speaking of El Cajon Ford, we're going to hear from Paul, the president general manager here at El Cajon Ford, very soon about the Labor Day sell-a-thon. I always say it. If you're going to buy a car or truck, this is the time to do it at El Cajon Ford. The Labor Day sell-a-thon, there's no better time all year long, because the discounts and the rebates from Ford factory are unbelievable.
Well, and I'll throw one out, and you know this, because you know this car business better than a lot of people, but I would bet that of the sell-a-thons, this is probably the most important one, because isn't this the closest to year end?
Oh,
You know, I mean, like,
this is the one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the time. You always hear
they
guys.
They got to bring all the new ones in.
You always hear guys talk about that, like, oh, we need to make room for the new ones. So not only is it sell-a-thon, but it's also time, inventory reduction needs to start happening, things like that. This would be a prime time to go buy a new ride.
Yeah, and the guys here at El Cajon Ford always take great care of fishermen. So come on down this weekend all the way. I believe it goes through Labor Day Monday. El Cajon Ford and all the San Diego County Ford dealers are celebrating this Labor Day sell-a-thon. Pretty impressive stuff here. Sarah Lee, come on up to the mic. Thanks for joining us here at El Cajon Ford. Nice Shimano hat.
Yeah.
Did you win that here? We better bring that mic down for you, though. Yeah.
I'm almost sorry that it's the last time that you're here until next year. It's really going very fast.
Well, you better get in that drawing, huh? Good luck.
I hope so.
And qualify.
Are the charters going to change with the weather? Will they ever extend the time that you can go out? Do they have, like, a limited season here like they do on the East Coast?
No, we have a year-long season. Like, for example, let's take the three-quarter day Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. We're giving away a trip on the Liberty. They run year-round, every day if they can, maybe except for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, those are probably the only
two days that they run. Because there's always something to catch here in Southern California. You know, you've got rockfish. You've got, of course, this time of the year they're chasing tuna and yellowtail and Dorado and all that kind of, and then in the winter, in the off seasons, or what we would call our off season, which there's really no off season, you have rockfish and the potential for yellowtail, wintertime yellowtail. What else, Rick?
You know, you're right on all those things, calico bass and halibut and sea bass and things. But the thing that's really changed over the last several years is the wintertime fishery that we have had for yellowtail. Those guys, you know, the way that they find fish has changed, and they've gotten so good at using that side scan sonar that, you know, that fish is at the Coronado Islands a lot more than we give it credit for, but it's just harder to locate. It's down deep, and it runs around in different areas, and they find it with the sonar. So you know, what yellowtail fishing always was a spring and summertime fishery, I mean, it's it's pretty darn near year-round that you're going to be having an opportunity at least to catch yellowtail at Coronel Island.
Yeah, and besides, Gary, you wouldn't be back here if it wasn't for that, right?
Oh, my goodness gracious,
yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about catching crappie all year long.
No, yeah. No, it's a different ballgame. I think yellowtail is still my favorite fish to catch in the world. I just
it's hard to beat it.
A bad attitude, and
and that winter yellowtail tastes so good. Squid, and it's got lots of fat on it. Oh, it's delicious.
It's just the
best. I've never heard of going, being new to California, that you can get yellowtail in the winter.
Yeah, go for it. Have Dave take you out on a trip.
Go get them.
All right, Sarah Lee, thanks for coming out here. Appreciate that.
Hope you all have a nice Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you very much. Jody from Vista. Jody? Where is Jody? There she is. Oh, she's holding your new dog.
Yeah.
Right? What's the dog's name?
That's Chinook.
Chinook.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
Yeah, Chinook.
She is so cute.
You have an instant babysitter, Rick.
Okay,
I
see that.
I sort of have an offset question for you guys. Recently, I heard on the news that there was bad booze going down in Mexico at some of the resorts. And, I mean, I know you guys probably all drink beer and all that stuff, but I didn't know if you guys were had heard about it or familiar with it.
From what I heard, the all-inclusives had some grain alcohol that they were serving or something like that. Yeah, it was just
that.
A story. But I think it was an isolated incident that the media blew up, Jody. And certainly not going to happen at Rancho Leonero, certainly not going to happen at Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol. I mean, they pour right from the bottle at those places, and I don't think it's something you're going to need to worry about.
So this is like one of those all-inclusives where you pay whatever fee.
One price, and they're trying to save some money.
Crummy drinks and that kind of thing.
Scary, isn't it?
Gotta
scary.
Love it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming down to El Cajon Fort.
Yeah, well, we got plenty of phone calls. If you want to get through and join in the fun, again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Michelle, who's calling us from New Philadelphia, Ohio. Good morning, Michelle.
Wow.
Good morning.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I just wanted to say a very happy birthday to one of your most loyal listeners and an awesome fisherman. You guys call him Gary White, but I get to call his dad.
Oh,
really? That's cool, Michelle.
And my son wants to say something, too.
Wow,
that's
cool.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Thank you so much. We love you, Dad.
Oh, that's neat. Thanks a lot for the call. The Gary White called earlier in the show, and he's, I guess, 64 today.
That's pretty
How
cool,
about
buddy.
That, huh? Yeah, pretty neat. All right, Tom in San Diego. Tom, where are you? There you
there
are.
Tom.
Tom's got his USC colors on, of course, and I guess they're playing some football starting
soon,
huh?
I didn't even know that Tom was a USC fan.
Did you know that?
I don't ever remember him mentioning
that he was a USC fan.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought it was a 49ers jersey.
Yeah.
I thought he always repped UCLA, but I guess
it may have gotten by a couple people, you know, it's possible. But anyhow, yeah, they opened today with Western Michigan, ranked 15th, coming to USC. If they win today, then the big challenge is next week Stanford comes down, and that's the game of the year, really, for them. They get by that, they should be strong. But I just wanted to say what a great CCA dinner we had last Saturday night. And the CCA, along with people like Ken Frankie of the Sports Fishing Association, his lovely assistant Elena, who you had on, and others like Lori of the American Angler, they helped beat back a proposed ban on bluefishing tuna. We may have not been able to fish for bluefin despite the record numbers out there. So we had a great dinner. Steve Moat, a volunteer. Well, Wayne led it, of course, but Steve Moat really helped organize things. We had cakes from designer cakes from Ralph's at Point Loma. I had one made up for Pedro, but he was under the weather. Rosie was going to bring it out. And, Rick, we had a we had a 50-wide, two-speed Cal Sheets worked reel. Now, can you talk about when you caught your fish a couple years ago on, a 10-foot rod a little bit?
Right.
And what you had and what you'd prefer to have today?
Sure. I mean, you know, bluefin tuna, as we know, is not an easy coral to catch, and the larger gear that one could catch them on, it just having bigger tackle like a 50-wide, larger, people get hung up a lot of times with reels about drag. My reel gets X amount of drag pressure, and where drag pressure means a lot, it means a lot less than power and torque and physical size of a reel. So you can have a reel like I was using for that big one I caught, a Talica 12 is what I caught my big one on. And fantastic reel. Clearly a reel is way too small for catching 200-pounder, but so strong, gets the job done.
It did it. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
But
how long did it take?
About an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know, with larger reels like Italica 50, you know, the bigger gears, bigger handles, things like that, they just make so much more torque. So under the exact same amount of load, same pressure and same drag, it's just physically easier to turn the handle under that big tackle. So, yeah, that was a great prize that one lucky guy walked away with for Jeff there at that killer rig.
He was happy. And, by the way, thanks to Ryan for rigging up a yummy flyer with 400-pound fluoro and Doug for donating that. We had a couple other good prizes. One was Ken Price and Steve Hoffman of the Intrepid donated a marvelous five-day trip. The live auction raised more this year than ever before. So
yeah.
We had some great people.
And, of course, the guys from Cedro Sport Fishing donated a trip for two to Cedro Sport Fishing.
We had Cedro. So we had the Red Drum, who actually helped with CCA. I know them, John Drummond from Cabo.
Tail Hunters donated.
Tail
Hunter. Yeah. Hey, Wayne, come over here for a second.
Yeah, Wayne knows these groups.
Yeah, but really a lot of... How much money did we raise at the CCA event in San Diego last week?
We did about 31,000 gross this
year.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, we were
fantastic.
Up about 10% over last year.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a great event.
Yeah, and all that money goes to what?
That all goes to staying in California to help fishing, our fishing advocacy, our artificial reef programs, the Hub SeaWorld research program for the hatchery program, to get more people fishing, like the passport program that we're working on with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I mean, these are all programs that are all important to us in California, and we're going to keep fighting it. I mean, we're fighting right now, right? We're waiting for the decision that
the year-round fishing license.
The 12-month fishing license, right?
Now, that was supposed to go through yesterday?
It was supposed to come out of the assembly committee yesterday.
Committee.
We have not heard what happened with it.
Okay.
But that was, you know, going into a holiday weekend.
Sure.
So I didn't have high hopes. I'm assuming it's going to come out next week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
well, let's hope
great
so.
Things.
Great.
Yeah. So, hey, guys, while I'm here real quick, hey, don't forget, scope enclosure was yesterday, right? September 1 through the end of the year. Opens back up Jan 1. And then today, free fishing, right? Today's
fishing day.
Go out and fish anywhere. You don't need a license. So
yeah.
And thanks to everybody who came out and helped us out with that event. It was a really good, fun event.
When's the next CCA California event?
It'll be next year at the Fred Hall shows.
Yeah.
We start up after the first of the year at the Fred Hall shows, and we'll be rocking and rolling from there on. Hopefully we'll have a really good time at the Fred Hall shows.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good fundraiser for us, and always a great event, too. Wayne, thanks for all your hard work. I don't know how you do it.
Thanks,
you're here, there, and everywhere. What's your schedule like next week?
Let's see. I'm up in L.A., Orange County, Ventura, and then I head to Louisiana for a national meeting with other CCA members.
Wow.
So
that's just next week.
That's next week.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Wayne, for all you do.
Good job, Tom. All right. With that, we're going to find out what's biting in the Baja. It is time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your orders and those famous tuna burgers. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, go to fishermansprocessing.com. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro, fight on, USC, yeah.
Oh, here we go again, right?
Hey, it's that time of year, man. Big game today.
Indeed.
That's right, Cass.
Anyway, we're going to be out going out doing some crabbing. Of course, I'm up in Oregon, as you know, and got back from the Let's Talk Hookup. The Palmas de Cortez Wahoo Gold Cup last Saturday, and unfortunately, none of my Wahoo lures, live bait, dead bait, nothing worked. All we got were a couple Dorado, a couple Bonita, and had a marlin. We had to shake off one of the baits, but otherwise, fun time. And I'll tell you, fishing is back on the East Cape. A lot of tuna. Dorado have finally come back in good numbers. Just a reminder, though, there's a lot of dinks. Make sure you release those guys so they grow up. And but otherwise, it's back. Of course, that fishing down in San Jose del Cabo remains good. That was the area most of the wahoo were being taken. I think for the tournament, out of 44 boats, they had 25 wahoo. Biggest was 55.5, which won the tournament. And like I said, right before that tournament, there was just scratching a few wahoo, but it's really starting to pick up. And of course, we got our big Cast Tours Wahoo Rumble November 10 to 14 in San Jose del Cabo, and We hit them big last year, and hopefully we hit them big again, but things are really looking good for that to go off. But like I say, the Dorado are back. Tuna have been there, and they're starting to pick up some pretty big tuna out at the Gordo Bank. I've heard a couple 300-pounders were caught right before this Tropical Storm Lydia came in there, and I talked to the boys down there, and looks like they lost some power there on Thursday and Friday, but we have good communications via phone and internet. So
rain event, right? It was, I guess, 65-mile-an-hour wind, so not hurricane, but kind of strengthened as it came up. And I talked to John Ireland from Rancho Lanier yesterday. He said just a big rain event, a lot of rain, and they were already putting their boats back in the water today.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I talked with Eddie Damo of Thomas, and he said they pulled all the boats out and they're getting ready to it. I had a couple clients down there. We got were able to get a couple guys out of there early, and a couple of the guys basically couldn't get out, and we had some people that were going down also got canceled. But anyway, they're rebooking and going to go down and enjoy the fishing down there. So anyway, things are really, really good. That's a report for this week. I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com, and talk to you next week.
Great job, Cast Man. We appreciate it, as always. Great job compiling such great information, and, yeah, good luck crabbing, buddy.
Go get them. Hey, appreciate that. You know, come on down, Elkhorn Ford, Broadway in Maine, and Elkhorn, again, easy to find, Greenfield exit here in Elkhorn off the I-8. And then just make a left on Main, which is only a block away. Come down till you see the big Elkhorn Ford site. Great cellophane going on here at Elkhorn Ford. And don't forget, this is the last day you can qualify for that trip for two to Palmas de Cortez, including a round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines, San Diego to Los Cabos, and fishing, the whole deal. And that Fastlane kayak, the Hobie kayak, from Hobie Fastlane and Mission Bay, along with the trip to Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island. We're giving all of that away tomorrow, and today is the last day you can qualify. Two ways to do that. Random draw, when you get here, just see the cowboy or Tommy P and put your name in the drawing box. We'll draw at 9 o'clock here. Or you go to the casting contest, a little twist. Even if you can't cast well, you can win this casting contest. We make it easy for
you. It's not a long cast. You just got to be a little bit accurate,
yep.
And you got to have some luck on your side.
And your luck on your side,
pretty darn
cool. Come on down and have a chance to win those great prizes, along with also our great Anza knife that Don from Anza Knives has given away today. And I see Ron over there giving out lots of QMAP samples there of salt and their other great products there. The industrial, I've been using all the products, and I'm very, very impressed with the products. It's kind of my go-to corrosion resistant and rust biter, too. He'll do some demos for you, too, if you want to see it. Just go see those guys over there and check it out.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, and more great information, and better yet, more killer music and good times with the man, Gary Siebler. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Got some serious business on the banks of the Smith, yeah.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
I got my feet in the sand, two in my hand, a rotten reel of planet for the day. Just had to go, you know I couldn't say no. It's the reason why I'm down this way. My life was a mess, feeling job stress. Went to a doctor I know. He prescribed go fishing, so my duty and my mission, head on down to Mexico.
Yeah. Very cool. Appropriate with Cass's report there.
I need to see
Gary
your doctor.
Schiebler.
I need the name of that physician. I need that through my
pretty,
guy.
Pretty cool. Grant Christensen. Okay, we want a fish report, first of all.
Yes.
And then an update on the casting content. So you went fishing and I had some success on your boat on Thursday, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So tell us about the day.
Yeah, how was fishing?
Fishing was fantastic. It was typical bluefin fishing. We had to be very patient, and we did manage to hook a big one. Lost it in an hour and 10 minutes on 40-pound.
Ooh, hour and 10 minutes on 40.
Pretty much all the equipment was maxed out, Rick, Max.
Yeah.
And finally we had that sea demon just straighten enough to grant her freedom. But we did put two in the bag right in that 50 to 60 pound range and lost another bite off. But when you go 2 for 4 on that fish, it's a good day.
That's a great day, Grant. Day. Nicely
and it was
done,
close
buddy.
To home, right? Like 25 miles?
Call it 25, yeah.
Yeah.
We could get the little one out there finally.
So you had two 50 to 60 pound bluefins in your own boat 25 miles from home. How cool is that?
That's
awesome,
very, very
Grant.
Cool.
Nicely done.
Pretty
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great. So what about the casting contest? A little twist today for the final San Diego County Ford dealer broadcast here at El Cajon Ford, right?
Yeah, correct. For all of you here that haven't cast, we have four casts. We have two red and two blue rings, or black rings. And the objective is to get it focused on one color or the other, and then once you're done casting, you pick a card. If the color corresponds to the card color corresponds to the ring, then you get those points.
Wow.
That's the way it works.
So some strategy. You could cast all four of your cast, because it's a fairly easy cast to make. Not a drop in the bucket, but it's a cast you're probably going to make most of them.
A lob.
Mm-hmm. So you can cast them all in black, hope that you pick a black number out and you have 4 points. But the chance there is you might pull a red card and you get nothing.
That is
absolutely
correct.
Or you can split them up and
split
take
them
your
up.
Two.
It's all your shot.
Yeah, that's
pick
cool.
Your shot.
I like it, Grant.
Cool.
That's
all
it.
Right.
So
those
we'll
of
resume.
You that haven't casted, see Grant here, our cast master, and he'll get you set up on that casting contest. Kind of fun. We're here at El Cajon Ford again. We've got lots going on here with the Cowboy and Tommy giving away great prizes. We got the guys from QMAX here demonstrating their product and hands and knives and more. And Gary Schiebler, Thursday Night Fishing Club, playing some classics here today. If you had to pick one song in your career, which stretches pretty well. Our 26th anniversary is next weekend.
Unbelievable.
26th anniversary next weekend.
Congratulations, Pete. That's
thank
awesome.
You. You've been pretty close to that, right?
Yeah.
With, started Dorados?
Almost 20 years.
We've been 20 years.
We started playing the Fred Hall shows up in Long Beach.
Your favorite tune over those years? Can you pick one out?
I can't.
Come on.
The favorite tune? I guess locally here, Dream Patty is a favorite of mine. A lot of people like that song I wrote for my mom and dad called Telling Lies and Time Flies.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
But there's so many. That's the wonderful thing about fishing songs is that there's just so many different. I've never written a song about a carp, and I don't know if I ever will.
Carp.
But there's so many. Like back there in Tennessee, one of the great things that I discovered back there was smallmouth fishing. It's a whole different ballgame back there. Creek fishing for smallmouth on light tackle, 4-6 pound test, and you're fighting like 4 pounders in current is really
that's,
a lot.
And they pull hard.
Oh, they pull really hard.
Yeah.
They really are big shoulders and it's tough fishing. I mean, it requires a lot of patience, you know, and you're fishing, you know, fairly heavy jigs
light line.
Light line. That was another thing I had to adjust to back there, you know, was when I was fishing here in the lakes in San Diego and, you know, drop shot fishing and everything. You know, you're fishing 6 pound test, you know, most of the time, maybe 8 pound, you know, fluoro. And back there, it doesn't matter, you know. And it took me it took me a couple of big fish that I lost before I started switching over to 15 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, because it doesn't matter back there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I heard your interview with the folks from East County Bait and Tackle when they were on, you know, and how introducing lures that and baits that the fish haven't seen here in San Diego. And I learned so much about freshwater bass fishing there. Those guys back there are serious, hardcore fishermen. They taught me an awful lot. I'm a much better freshwater fisherman as a result.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Jim from National City. Jim, where are you hiding yourself? There you are. Thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford today. Again, you still plenty of time to come down to El Cajon Ford. Join us here giving away a bunch of stuff.
What's up, Jim?
Hi, guys. I went to the CCA benefit deal, and what a great event it was. Great food.
Hats off to Steve Pazel, who wasn't mentioned, that did a good job. He's the president of the San Diego chapter, did a great job putting it all together.
Awesome. Awesome food, awesome drinks. Just a great time, well organized. I can't say enough good things about it. But I got a kind of a silly question. You know, those foamers didn't show up today for this year for the poppers like they have in the past. I was wondering, is that a bait issue or just...
Who knows? The foamers are out there. There was lots of spots of foamers, but they just weren't responding to poppers, right, Rick?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we never have ever had that fishery before, so who's to say what made it so right, whether it was concentration of, I mean, those anchovy balls were amazingly impressive the year previous when we had it all up there. Why it was better then and not as good now, we've never used a popper to fight, you know, or to catch bluefin tuna ever. I mean, that's just never been a thing before. So it was just it was a new deal. Why it didn't happen as well this year, hard to say. But there was definitely some fish to be caught on it this year. And you know, that fish is around really good again right now. Who's to say that it might not, you know, that this body of fish might get on those bait balls and we might still have a crack at it this year at getting them on the popper. I mean, there's more bluefin tuna around and biting, which is the more important part. There's more biting bluefin tuna around locally right now than there has been at least close to home all year.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
you
all right, Jim. Thanks. Mike Keeley? Is it Kelly or Kelly? Keeley? Mike Kelly from here in El Cajon. Mike, are you around?
Is Mike coming up?
Mike?
Looking for Mike?
Mike, is it... Is that, or is it,
it's I think Kelly, Mike Kelly, yeah.
No, Mike Kelly?
Mike
all right.
Mike must be
all right.
Out.
How about Michael, the other Mike,
Ford.
Michael Mayer?
Well, I'm sure Mike from El Cajon is here.
Mike from
there
El
Cajon.
There he
comes.
There
good morning,
is.
Mike.
Mike's already cleaned up on prizes.
Yeah.
Got a Shimano sweatshirt. He got a bunch of Q-Max products.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that salt?
Good.
Impressive, isn't it?
I tried a different product.
So I'm going to try this one now.
Yeah.
Nice.
You'll like it. It's good.
It'll work. It might even work on me. I won't be so salty.
There you go.
You know?
What's up, Mike?
A question I got is I was looking online and I got something from California's debating, taking a vote on whether we get the yearly license like that we do in Mexico versus what we have here at the end of the year. I was wondering if we heard anything, if it passed or whatnot.
Not yet. We talked about that a few minutes ago, but we're waiting for the decision that was supposed to happen. So.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
We're all on hold.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming down to El Cajon for Dave and Poway. Dave. Hey, Dave.
What's up,
thanks
Dave?
For coming up to El Cajon Ford.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Dave.
Gary, I've appreciated your Thursday Night Fishing Club music. I listened to it on the way over here, as a matter of fact.
All right on.
Nice.
Kind of wondering if there's any plans for a local version of the Thursday
Night. Thinking about it, yeah.
Are you?
I am. It's hard because I got to play with the best players in the world in Nashville, so I'm going to be real picky here in terms of who I can. But I'm thinking about it, yeah. I really would like to do it. I'd like to play at a couple of CCA events, maybe to, you know, brighten things up like we used to do, maybe at the San Diego Bass Tournament if I'm not fishing it this year.
I hope you are.
So, Gary, what was the attraction to Nashville? I, not being a musician, I don't know.
The best players in the world there.
And since they just congregate there.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And it's not just country music now. It's you know, there are people who live there who, you know, John Oates from Daryl Hall and Hall and Oates lives there. I mean, there's a lot of people who move there because the quality of musicians back there is just unbelievable. The Thursday Night Fishing Club there was Vince Gill and Patti Loveless's band. That was my band back there. And, you know, to play with those guys every single week is just, you know, it's like going out with, you know, Frank Lopresti or somebody, you know, every week, you know, you're going out with the masters, you know.
That's cool.
And you learn so much, you know, but, you know, it makes you a better player.
Does it?
You know,
sure.
Yeah, and if you're fishing with guys on a boat who are better than you, who are legends, it's going to make you better.
No doubt.
And I learned, like I said, I went to school back there. That's cool.
And you're bringing that education out here?
I am. I really feel. It's... But once again, you know, the fishing, the music is kind of on the back shelf. Now, I just kind of get back out on the water. I need to ask you guys at some point, maybe after the hour, about a rig. It's been such a long time since I've had a saltwater rig. And I just need a basic rig for fishing right offshore here, Paddy's, Yellowtail, Dorado, that thing, something. And any suggestions that you would have, because it's been a long time. I think the last... When I was here, you know, many years ago, what was that open-faced pen reel that they had on the boats?
Pen 500.
The Pen 500.
You need to get your butt into the casting contest. You got to win that Talus rod and then go buy a Torium 16. You'll be in business.
I'll be in good.
That's what you need.
Things have changed since the 500.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
thank
a little
God.
Bit, Gary. Thanks a lot. Dave, for coming down. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. Another great hour. We're going to check in with the Catch Report. Oh, man. This is going to be a good one. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
I got my line in the water. I follow the rest.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh, but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them the bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.